Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer podcast. I'm your host Saurav. I hope you all are doing awesome, you're feeling great, you're staying healthy. Remember, it's just a matter of time before this whole gloomy situation would be over. We are together in this and we will get over this together. So this podcast is all about programming in general and becoming blissful while being one. If Blissful Programmer was able to help you in any way, you can show your appreciation by following or donating. Remember to support, subscribe, and share if you stand for what Blissful Programmer is trying to teach. If you are already a supporter, I'm immensely grateful for your support. So let's dive right into it. In this episode, I want to talk to you about the other aspect of being a programmer. How to create a balanced life so that you actually enjoy programming and you're not, you know, just getting frustrated when you are failing. See, in the next episode also, I'll talk about failures, but programming, if someone tells you programming is just chill or just like relaxing, that's not true. If programming is, you know, like all the time, if you're a professional programmer, if mainly programming in any way helps you make money, then if someone says, oh yeah, this is all easy, then it's just bullshit. All right. So the thing is, yes, programming is stressful. Sometimes you get to solve a problem you have seen before and you're like, oh yeah, I'm just cruising through it, so easy. But most of the time, we have to solve problems which we have not seen before. And yeah, a lot of time we try different things. A lot of time we are, you know, in the middle of solving a problem, we forget our chain of thoughts. A lot of time we don't know the solution and we are the one hired to find the solution to a problem actually. Especially if you're working in a startup, you would get to grow a lot because you are giving a lot of responsibility, but it also comes with stress if you're not handling it very carefully. So I would like to tell you one thing. I answer a few questions on Quora, and one of the questions asked was why are programmers or why are software engineers so overweight? All right, overweight or unhappy or something like that. Yeah, so I thought about it and I've written a like really long answer, but my main point was programming is fun, okay? It's good. It's a For some people, it's just job. For some people, it's just relaxing. For some people, it's happiness, which comes out when you're able to solve a tough problem and help out other people who are stuck at something. For a few people, it might also be a way to escape the world. For a few people, it's kind of addiction. If you are addicted to programming, then awesome, good for you. I have high respect for you. But I would say, apart from programming, your life should also be balanced in order to, you know, cut down on the stress. When you are young, you are just starting up. You can code like, you know, from morning to evening, eat pizza and, you know, eat burgers and all the crap you want to eat. And it's all good. But that's not the right way to be a programmer, be a blissful programmer. And I have been there, all right? I've done that. So I'll tell you, like, in my first job just out of college, it was not a good job, all right? I was just there because I was getting experience and I was getting to work in the domain I like, you know, I was interested in. So it was good for me, but overall it was bad scenario, okay? Bad. The next job I found, I was started getting really good money, like, you know, not like really good, but good money. But you already know, like, programmers earn good money. If you're good, you'll get good money. So I'm not talking like, for sure, you can create, like, be a millionaire and everything. But I'm talking about like normal, like six figure salary. So that's a good salary. I mean, if you're smart about it. So at that time, when I will tell you, the moment I started getting my first paycheck, and before that, remember, I was earning like really bad, really crappy salary. I was not able to afford a lot of things. I had to think about things. I couldn't even take Uber every other day. You know, I'd ride my bike. Yeah, I faced that time. And that time kind of taught me humility. But anyway, we will talk about that time some other time. But the main point I was trying to tell you, so the moment I got the job, the second job I had, I was kind of, you know, like watching my money. I mean, I didn't have money for the first, like in the start. So I was like, oh my God, I'm just gonna eat whatever I want. I'm getting that much, like I'm getting enough money to afford, and I never had that opportunity. So yeah, every day I was eating pizza and, you know, like burgers. And I mean, my lunch used to be like two ramen with those frozen burritos. You know, I mean, you put it in microwave and then you you use those burritos. And I mean, test wise, holy shit, those were like the most damn awesome, you know, lunch and dinner you can have. But health wise, it's just so bad for you. It not only causes, you know, all the normal problems like cholesterol and blood pressure and like push you towards diabetes and obesity. It also affects you, like MSG and a lot of other, you know, bad food affects you neurologically as well. And it causes you, like on top of these odd elements which you already had, it's gonna make you stressful. It's gonna make you depressed. It is going to cause you to lose your temper very, very, you know, on every other occasion. You're not gonna feel good about yourself. And I will tell you, solving a problem and making someone, you know, solving a problem and for some people or your own and feeling great about it, that's awesome. But you also need to have an, you know, like emotionally, neurologically, psychologically, physically, and sentimentally, a good life. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you have to strive towards the balance in life when you are moving as a programmer. If you don't, then, you know, like if you cut one of the legs of a chair, and you're gonna add more and more load to the chair, it's gonna fall. All right. That's how it is. As you grow in programming, you get more and more responsibility. But if you're not balancing the chair you are relying on to give you the support, mainly you, your body, your mind, your your everything, it's just gonna fall. And you will be in a very bad stage. You'd be depressed. You'd feel like, what I'm doing with my life? You'll probably burn out. So yeah, I've one more thing. These are like normal thing. Now let's talk about Adderall, right? That's what people take. I've never tried it, but I have seen or heard people talk about it. I think it's Adderall, right? Let me actually look it up. Okay. I think it's Adderall and Midice are trade name for combination drug containing Forsol. So. Okay, so it improves the hyperactivity, impulsive behavior, and attention span. All right, that's good. Yeah, a lot of college kids take Adderall and they're like, oh, I am in the league. I don't give a crap about what others have to say. That's all good, but that's not the right way to life. You know, what's the point? You are like, oh, I'm competing against this. I have to secure this job. I have to perform this. Why? You took programming at the first place because it makes you happy. So if you're not being happy, if all you are doing is playing the rat's race, then it's not even worth it. First of all, you got to do something you like to do, so that even if you have pressure, you are in, you know, like, you know, you can handle it well. It's not because you are competing with something or, you know, something like that. Like, you're not trying to don't do it if you just want to say, like, Mark is doing better than me, I have to do better than him, and that's why I'm gonna do whatever possible to win at this. Because it's not gonna make you happy. It's the same thing as bodybuilders or athletes taking steroids. No, you want feel great about yourself. You want do the pursuit of happiness. You know, you will just, my bad. You will not do the happiness. You not get the happiness of pursuit, because you are not enhancing your human ability to be a better programmer. Okay, so from my perspective, these all things of really pushing yourself, not working out, eating bad stuff, not caring about your health, not caring about your emotional, psychological, apart from that, neurological, physiological aspect of your body, not giving yourself break, these are gonna be very, very detrimental, and it's probably gonna burn you out. You know, so yeah, all I would say, from my story, I mean, after when this happened, and I started having, you know, I was eating so bad shit, and I was not working out, and I was like so happy that I have a job, and I can, you know, awesome job, and I can eat whatever I want. And then, I mean, that time I struggled a lot to get like a, you know, really like a job which I really wanted, and I worked really, like, really hard for it, but I should have. It's the same thing, like, doctors work really hard for a very long time, and when the first time they start making money, they just spend their money on, they buy houses, and they, you know, they buy like fancy cars, and, you know, I think it's a syndrome, it's called, I don't remember, but yeah, it happened to me, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna eat whatever I want, go wherever I want. But then I had to find a balance, because when I went to doctor, the doctor told me, like, okay, your fat level is too high. And I had kind of like a wake up call when I started getting, you know, like pain near where gallbladder is. And I was like, holy shit, do I have gallbladder? And by the way, gallbladder thing happened, you know, gallbladder disease or gallbladder issue happens because you are obese, you are fat. You know, like, in literal sense, you are fat. You're not taking care of yourself. Your body fat percentage is too high. Your cholesterol is too high. All right. That's what it happened. And yeah, so my doctor was like, you don't have gallbladder, but you are going towards that direction. And I was like, holy shit, I got to do something about it. So then I changed my overall lifestyle. Then I went to Equinox, and I talked to a trainer, because I was like, okay, that's the best gym ever. And they were like, $5,000 training session. I was like, holy shit, I'm not going there. I never stepped my foot in there. So you don't have to, like, spend too much money. Be wise with your money as well. Then I went to Gold's Gym, and I met with a nice trainer who has been with me for like years. You know, I mean, right now, because of COVID, I can't really go to the gym, but yeah, he's a good friend. He has told me a lot. I have learned a lot from him about physique, about, you know, like, body training. With him being a trainer, I've competed in body transformation competitions, body transformation competitions. And yeah, it's so far it's been awesome. So yeah, if I have to just tell you the gist of it, I will say, one, do programming, but also take care of other aspects of your life. Two, if you have a family, spend time with your family. Your family, you know it or not, your parents, your grandma, your sister, your brother, your wife, your kids, they bring happiness. We are humans, we are social beings. So take time for them, you know, on your to-do list, take time for them, to talk to them, to spend some time with them, to travel with them, to go places with them, to enjoy your Thanksgiving with them, you know, enjoy just, you know, hop on a plane and surprise your parents and stay with them for a while. Maybe hop on a plane and or buy a ticket for your wife and kids, just take them some place, you know, involve your wife or involve your kids in, or if you both are in the same kind of, if you both are programmer, then you should both like take some time away from your job and just spend time with yourself, with your family. That's important. Third, take care of your body. Your body is your temple. What you are eating, what you're putting in your body is directly, I'm saying directly, or maybe even exponentially responsible for how you feel and how, you know, every day when you wake up. So start putting good things in your body. Start eating more greens. If you don't like green, at least eat like, you know, like your ideal body weight times 10, that much calorie. If you don't, if you're like, no, I just want to eat meat, I mean, I won't recommend it. But if you don't, if you can't just let go of carbs, at like heavy carbs, then I will like, I would be saying, okay, just eat around like your ideal body weight. If you're 200 pound, you want to get to 190, okay, then eat 1900 calorie, and there you go. You can, you, it would be hard in the start, and you can do it with portion control, but hey, you can eat everything you want, you just have to track the calorie. Or you can just eat more greens. Try avoiding for two food, like two meals of the day, switch heavy carbs with more and more greens, fruits and vegetables, and see what happens. Start working out. I know it's hard when you, even I am facing issues. I recently went for my complete checkup and my BMI is increasing and I'm cutting down my calorie. The main issue is because I'm not able to go to the gym. I know it's tough time, but we still have to do it. My doctor also said, yeah, you still have to work out every day. They'd like it, because, you know, if I don't, the stress level will just increase. And I don't want it. I want a good life. So I want a blissful life, you know. So, yeah, I would say like that my this point would be, eat what, you know, eating is directly proportional, your eating habits or your food you are eating is directly proportional to how you feel in a day. And if you are working on a job, in a job which is as stressful or even more when it comes like as programming or software engineering, then I would 100% recommend that you should watch your diet, you should work out, even go for like morning walk. You know, you wake up empty stomach, you just go for like half hour, 45 minute of morning walk, come back, take a shower, and then start working. I bet you you will feel like at least 30-70% better than you the days you don't do that. Another thing, try meditation. My father has been meditating all his life. He's also, he has been trying to tell me to meditate all his life. I mean, all my life, all right? So, I mean, I know the importance of I'm trying to get better at it. And the older I grow, the more I'm realizing the importance of meditation. But yeah, when I get a really good session of meditation, it feels so good. It feels like, oh my God, all my stresses have just melted away and I can't stop smiling. And then when I start programming or solving problem for people, or, you know, handling the task in the backlog, it feels I just cruise through. It feels so good. Another thing I would say is, apart from these all things, meditation, you should set other goals in life as well. Like, apart from programming, get some hobby, you know, find something you're passionate about. Maybe, you know, like the best thing would be find something which doesn't make you use a digital device after you have walked. So don't be like, you walk from morning to say 5 or 6 or 7, whatever, and then you are on your phone, you're trying to do, no, don't do that. Maybe podcast, you can listen, don't watch a screen, that's what I'm saying, you know. Go play soccer, go plant some trees. Today, like these days, I'm trying to plant trees, not trees, but plants in my apartment. And I'm like really happy about it, you know. I just grew some lettuce from seeds and it made me really happy. Like, I was able to grow seeds, you know, I was able to grow a plant from the seed, took care of the plant, and it felt really good. If you have a dog or a cat, spend some time with them. Go take them for a walk. You know, just enjoy your life. Go find. I mean, for me, I used to do jujutsu, Brazilian jujutsu, but everything has stopped right now because of COVID. But yeah, that's also kind of a meditation where you go and do jujutsu, or you walk really, you have a really hard workout. You know, at the end, you feel so awesome, and most importantly, you shut down your, you know, you shut down that part of the brain which was more focused on digital devices, I would say. So you feel really good. It's kind of like relaxing for you. And I honestly, if you ask me, I miss those things. I miss going for, you know, sparring. I miss going to my gym and working out. But hey, it is what it is. All right. I think this is going to be the new reality. COVID is going to be the new reality. So we just have to work with it. All right. So yeah, these would be 5 or 6 tips I would have to tell you if you want, you know, to actually be a happy, blissful programmer. Remember, programming is stressful, but you don't have to necessarily make it more stressful than it has to be. If programming is stressful, you want to find every, you know, like the yin and yang. If yin is kind of black, maybe let's say it's stressful, then you need to find equal white, you know. And in every stressful scenario, there is a peaceful scenario. In every peaceful scenario, there is a stressful scenario. I know that. I mean, that's like the yin yang symbol. But what I'm trying to say is you have to find the balance. All right. So yeah, that was all I had to say in this podcast, in this episode. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. All right. See you again.